Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you would like to participate, you can call Robert at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. And now, it's time to wake up! Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Anybody see that story of the Washington Monument developing a 4-foot crack at the top, the very top, after the earthquake? Yeah, I'm sorry. I look at life as a dream, right? Remember that old, what was that? Life is but a dream, right? And sometimes I look at these stories, and you can't help it. A lot of people are doing it. You read the news stories, and people are starting to make some more inferences to this. It's like the Washington Monument is cracked. What does that really mean? You know, George Washington, they wanted to make him a king. How soon after you establish the Republic of these United States to eliminate the monarchy, to have government of the people, by the people, and for the people, and immediately you want George Washington to be king of America? And of course, he rejected that, and many of the founders did. But what is it about humanity that always wants to have a king? We must have a leader, right? People were worshiping Obama. Now look what that brought us, any more than worshiping a Clinton or a Bush or even a Reagan. I mean, the people should recognize, I say should, you know, that's a pretty vague term, isn't it? Should, or at least maybe the leader should, like, you know, again, why I like Ron Paul. He's like, I'm not running to run your life. I'm running to get government out of your life. But you see Washington, D.C. cracking. We got the hurricane trudging up the ocean. Is it going to take a turn into Washington, D.C.? Is it going to go out to sea? Is it a warning? The winds of change are blowing. And, you know, I think whether we do anything or not, the winds of change are always blowing. Sometimes they blow harder than others. But just based on the economic scale here of the printing, you know, there's a story out about the bailouts. It was 100 times worse than they claimed what they did. And, it, you know, of course, when that money comes home to roost, you think inflation's bad now. You know, these are the things that cross my mind when I read these news stories. So you got the waking dreams of the crack in the Jefferson or in the Washington Monument. What does it mean? Does it mean anything? Does it mean nothing? I think it means something. I think that we are really getting these wake-up calls. We're getting knocked on the head a bit. Say, hey, you keep doing what you're doing and you expect a different result. You're insane. And some of the comments on these stories are kind of funny. Scientists have determined that earthquakes affecting Washington, D.C., the one particular yesterday, was caused by the founding fathers simultaneously rolling over in their graves. That was a comment I saw there. If Washington, D.C. doesn't get the message from God that they need to get their act together, they never will. Now, some of you will say, well, what does God care about Washington, D.C.? Okay, maybe, maybe not, but certainly we should we not? If it's violating our right to life, liberty, and property, then I think we should be concerned. And we should look at to downsize it. Perhaps the hurricane is here to do that. I don't know. And then others have said that the fault line, it's well known, evidently, the fault line that's running up through Washington, D.C., it's called Bush's fault. I thought that was kind of cute. George W. Bush, blamed for everything. And I'm not a fan of Bush. You know that. The shrubbery that shouldn't have been. And, of course, seeing that, it led to the Obama that shouldn't have been, and that's where we are today. So we talk about health and healing on all levels. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The perspective here, taking the health and healing that I learned to recover in my own body, in my own life, and applying them everywhere I can, much to the annoyance of those who don't like principles, don't like healing principles, and will do it in terms of the politics, the body politic, as well as the health of the body itself, the physiological health, emotional, mental, economic, yes, and spiritual stuff. Yeah, oh my gosh, we'll go spiritual on you. Oh no, don't do that, Robert. Well, look, wherever it goes, we're floating there today. Remember, robertscottbell.com, all of the stories I plan on covering, some I don't know, we'll get to. You'll check it out at robertscottbell.com, and if you don't go there, then at least put in your email address at naturalnewsradio.com, where many of you listen through and hear the show every day, and just set it up there, put your email in, nobody's selling yet, and you can just get your email updates, and you'll know all the links, and follow up on the news that we feel is important for you to hear and read about and understand in perhaps a little bit different way. Now, some would claim I have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. I would say that if a kid does not, that is a concern to me, right? If your kid can sit down in a classroom all day and not move and just take what they're dishing out, that kid's got a problem. I want a kid with ADHD. Says he's alive. She's alive. She's got some energy. She's got some vitality. She's got some ability to question authority. And I'm not arguing for anarchy. I know that the tough thing about being a parent is, where do you draw the line with kids? You know, we grew up in an era, or at least I did, where many people were still disciplined heavily. Kids were not to ask questions of adults or challenge them. And then there was the transition phase where a lot of the people of the 60s became parents, and then they became the other way around. We're not going to discipline our child. We need to have freedom, right? And freedom without responsibility, of course, that is chaos. That is dangerous. And then Generation X and maybe Y thinking about, how do we put discipline in this thing? And we look at our politicians in D.C., we ask, were they raised with any discipline, fiscal or otherwise? And as the ADHD diagnoses rise, according to the CDC, we got to ask if it's even a real condition, a real disease. The percentage, as it's claimed by the Centers for Disease Creation, they say CDC 9% up. It's up by 9%. More and more children getting diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. That's new data from the CDC. And this is up over the period from 98 to 2000, went up 7%. And now reevaluated 2007 to 2009, it was up an additional 9% for both boys and girls. Now, is this because there's genuinely a problem, or is this because we've got more drugs to sell you? Moms and dads, we got to put your kids on, you know, Ritalin, vitamin R, the vitamin we didn't know about growing up. Nor do we have a named disease like attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. But now that we do, now that we're told by the experts, the pseudo-experts, the government experts, the medical experts, that yes, ADHD is real and it must be drugged, then we accept the line of BS that comes from the CDC when they say those cases are going up. Yeah, they're diagnosing it more. But listen, if you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. If you're a drug company, or if you're a doctor that prescribes drugs, every person, every patient looks like a drug receptacle, and especially those children who should by and large be much healthier than the adult population. We got to get a healthy baby visits, healthy child visits to inject them with toxic medicaments you wouldn't drink. And of course, the end result of the destruction to the gastrointestinal lining, to the microflora that is life sustaining, that is immune sustaining, that is digestion sustaining. That corruption will end up leading to maybe aberrant behaviors. Maybe ADHD is real. Maybe there is an extreme that is the result of medical assault on children. Then we go to the excitotoxins of the additives and the preservatives and the colorings and the flavorings and the sweeteners. Read about Russell Blaylock. He teaches you all about that, and excitotoxins, the tastes that kill. And you'll say, okay, we are hyper-stimulating these children with toxic synthetic substances approved by government that belong nowhere in the food supply of any human, much less the littlest humans, those known as children's. Children's, right? Attention issues. As I said, normally kids should have attention issues. They should be scatterbrained and all over the place and bouncing around, and you give them a little bit of education, but you have it tactile. You involve and engage all their senses, and you move on to the next thing. And then you move on to the next thing. That's the nature of being a child. unless you want your child to become an automaton robot that doesn't question authority. But medications and behavior therapies are available to help kids with attention issues, according to the doctors and the CDC. But the report didn't directly measure whether the rise in ADHD cases reflected better detection or an actual increase in the number of children with a condition. Isn't that the rub there? Is it because we're just diagnosing them? Or is it because there genuinely is a problem? Now, I'm honest enough to say there's a question that it could be both. Because when we raise children the way we have in the West, and certainly more and more, not less and less, unless those have woken up and, well, what do they become? Criminals because they go to Rawsome Foods. They privately contract to get raw milk and raw cheese and raw foods for their children. And they become criminalized for doing that which is more sustaining to healthy human life, healthy child life, and much less extremes in terms of the ADHD diagnosis, whether it's real or not. Now, this is a topic sometimes fraught with danger because there are parents that say, my little Johnny and my little Susie, nothing worked, nothing helped until I got them on the drug. And I've mentioned this before on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I always ask these parents, much to their annoyance, did you try everything? Oh, yeah, we tried everything. Did you try to detoxify their liver? Oh, no, the doctors didn't say anything about that. But we tried everything. Did you switch them to organic food and you remove all of the additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, processing, pesticides, resin, you know, all that? Well, we did a little of that. But you didn't do all of that? No. Okay. You didn't try everything. What else didn't you do? Did you give them probiotics? Oh, well, we did that. Well, did you look to, restore the integrity of the lining that may have been destroyed by the vaccinations that you wrongfully gave them because you trusted the doctors, had your child's interests at heart, and actually knew the science behind what they said was good for them? Well, no, we didn't question that. The doctor said it was right. It was good. And if your doctor told you to throw your kid off a cliff, would you? No, of course not. I know it sounds harsh, but it needs to be because the experimentation on our children is harsh, and I equivocate it to the brutal abuse of doing horrible things to children. And then they end up with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, whether it's real or imagined, in order that they may be medicated and you may continue the good customer service relations with big pharma, with big government, with big media, and the doctors that are licensed representatives of perhaps all of those things. Now, on the flip side of the story, by the way, I have it linked up as I do every day, all the stories linked up here at robertscadbell.com in my daily blog, this ADHD diagnosis on the rise. And the flip side is past research has found indications of frequent misdiagnosis of ADHD. Oh, you don't say. What does that mean? Well, some parents say the first suggestion that their child may have ADHD comes from the educators rather than the mental health professionals. Now, the mental health professionals, if they're all about drugging, they're not very professional to me, except in professional drug dealers. But that could lead to misdiagnosis and inappropriate treatment, right? Rather than deal with the kids and the individuals, we want to water them down to all be collectivists. We'll say, little Johnny, little Susie, being disruptive here, let's give them a drug. How do you like that? And in some cases, I've heard that schools have prevented parents from sending their kids to school, the public schools, with their own home-cooked meals or brown bag lunches, because they all want them to have the same, grade whatever, subsidized meat byproducts, processed corn, GMO corn and soy, and we'll pretend that that's going to help the kids when it's destroying their gut as well as the pesticides that come with it. Where are the organic school lunches? And I don't mean organic sweet junk food school lunches. I mean legitimate organic school lunches. They're out there. But the CDC evidently report looked at children 5 to 17 years old, didn't look at the causes of ADHD, which remain, guess what? They say it. Mysterious. We don't know. No one knows how to prevent ADHD or predict who will develop it. Of course, they're not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, are they? Of course not. If they did, they would be out of a job at the CDC. They'd be thrown out on the street. Well, I'll talk to you about some of my techniques, my thought forms on what to do if you suspect your child really does have this ADHD. We'll cover a lot more stories. We'll see what's in the news float around. And enjoy our time together, shall we? You're listening to the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, streaming through Natural News Radio. And again, thanking all those of you that are listening also through TalkStreamLive.com, bumping us up in the ratings so more people learn about the voice of health freedom. Thank you for being here. Stay with me. We'll be right back after this. Say thanks to the sponsors in the meantime.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Although I've covered the ADHD issue many times over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, when a story comes out like this where the CDC said, oh, it's on the rise, I can't. It's what I do. I've got to cover it. Got to see what's going on behind it. Is there a real change? Does something happen? Has an alien space virus come down and infected all the kids of America? That the ADHD diagnosis is coming up. I mean, is it coming from space rocks from the moon? What is happening? Now, they acknowledge they don't even know what causes this, much less if it's real. Of course, we do, many of you do, and recognize that the neurological, let's say, aberrations, if there indeed are any, brain aberrations, are due to the damage that happens deeper in the body, particularly in the gut brain. The abject destruction of the intestinal flora, the very vital life forms that give us the ability to digest food, to have an immune system, to interface with the external environment. And if that thing is mucked up, you can bet the kids are going to have additional problems in addition to just being kids, all right? All that energy in a new young body, and they don't know what to do with it. So you got to run them like crazy, not sit them inside for 8 hours in a row and expect them to be, oh, just happy little kids. Unless they're on drugs, which is the point of this, isn't it? George Orwell, Aldous Huxley, where are we going to go with this? Soma, right? All the kids need drugs. They're taught to, well, where do they learn to take drugs? I always wondered about that, too. It's like, gee, where is it that we learn to take drugs as kids? And it occurred to me that since most adults in America, hopefully present company accepted, but most adults in America take drugs at the sign of every and any symptom. That still happens. How many people? Over half of the American population on prescription drugs. How many on over-the-counter? Is it going to be 60%, 70? I don't know. It's going to be the vast majority of people that it's a normal, everyday occurrence. You don't go through one day without taking a drug. You got a headache, you got a toe ache, you got a knee ache, whatever ache, it's an aspirin, it's an ibuprofen, it's an acetaminophen, it's an naproxen. The non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs have been more ubiquitous than candy on Halloween. But it's year-round, not just on Halloween. So the kids, they learn, they look at mom and dad and they say, hey, mom's got a pain. She took a pill. Okay, learned behavior. Where do you think they learned to take drugs? On the street. And it used to be that kids went out on the street, they got drugs. It was usually a plant, like, oh, well, they call it cannabis sativum, marijuana. But now, no, they're abusing ephedrine, pseudoephedrine. They're abusing the pain-killing drugs of Big Pharma approved by the FDA. This is what our drug culture hath wrought. And if we look at the crack, and not in the foundation in this case, but at the very top of the spire, if you will, of the top of that Washington Monument, we've got to realize that, the higher levels of cognition, if it would represent the higher focal points of energy in the country, are damaged, are cracked, are ripped apart. In this case, from the foundation, interestingly enough. You see this earthquake? You feel it? I did. I wasn't in an area where I could feel it. Evidently, the news story yesterday was Obama didn't feel the earthquake. Oh my gosh, what a big news story that was. Well, of course not. He's on Martha's Vineyard. How is he going to feel it? Oh, he's uncaring. He's got no senses. You know, that's what passes for news. Obama didn't feel the earthquake. Well, was he in the zone where anybody felt it? Well, no. Then how did you expect he would feel it? Oh, well, he should have been in Washington, D.C. Listen, the further you can get that guy from Washington, D.C., the better I feel. But that's another story, not to digress on that point. But the foundation, the shaking of the foundation, the earthquake, it caused a crack that was visible. The helicopters flew around the Washington Monument. They saw the crack. And so we can see the evidence of ADHD, whatever the hell that is, in children. And we point to their brain. We point to their nervous system when it's just like the top of the Washington Monument, which really isn't the problem. It's the symptom of the shaking underneath. The instability of the foundation of these children because they're being grown on vaccines and antibiotics and then treated with more drugs that were brought into being or brought into what they call necessity by the very foundation that they lacked in nutrition, in probiotics, in whole foods with integrity, natural medicines, energy medicines, all of these things that either keep you intact or put you back together again when you've been ripped apart or assaulted by the toxicological techniques that are endemic and systemic and just par for the course in government-sanctioned medical monopoly medicine. And they don't even know what causes it. They admit it. And you look to the CDC as if they have any shred of credibility. You look to the president. You look to the Department of Health and Human Services. You look to the FDA. And they don't know squat. They know nothing. And yet they're held up as the experts. We look to them as the experts. Just like Hurricane Katrina. We look to FEMA. Oh my gosh. We didn't think to take care of ourselves. We had become so dependent as a people on the government to provide for every one of our needs, electronic cards that they'll keep filling in so we can buy more junk food. Food stamps that are no longer stamps, they're electronic cards, redemption cards, debit cards. We don't want you to feel at all uncomfortable with the fact that you are living off of the riches of other people who are not rich. Via the tax code, the redistribution of wealth. They take from some people, give to the other. You'll say, well, yeah, that's like Robin Hood. But if you really know about Robin Hood, he didn't steal from the rich to give to the poor. He stole from the people who were stealing from the people. He stole from the aristocracy, stole from the monarchy, stole from the royalty who taxed the people out of their lifeblood, to the point where they could barely take care of themselves and they became poor because of the largesse of government, the illusion of the largesse of government. And there are people in this country, and I don't mean to be disgusted by them, but sometimes I am, I'll be honest with you, on the left that feel like anybody who speaks in terms of freedom are cruel and horrible people. They have no compassion. No, compassion is not rooted in theft. Compassion is rooted in volunteerism. Volunteerism. The freedom. The desire to help your fellow man. To help children in need. Not because it's stolen from you and redistributed while much of what has been stolen from you is gobbled up by semi-private corporatist interests, those who have lobbied the government to get the largesse, to dole out the little pittances back, the breadcrumbs back out to the little people who have been stolen or who have nothing left to steal. And from those who they would still steal via income taxation or otherwise. And then they make you feel guilty, or else they attempt to, that you don't want to pay anymore. Your fair share. Fair share my aspirin. What do? Live on a ship? Is this admiralty law? Is this admiralty jurisdiction where we share everything? Collectivism? Socialism? Do you not feel like you would do better having the freedom to help those who are desperately in need and you could make a better decision about how to help them than some bureaucrat 5 to 3,000 or more miles away, depending on where you live in relation to the belly of the beast, the swampland, the 10-mile square in Washington, D.C.? Is the hurricane coming up the coast? Lord knows. I don't know where it's going to hit, if it'll hit at all. Is it another warning sign? I mean, hurricanes have come and gone. Earthquakes have come and gone. What have we learned? Have we learned nothing of the warnings of those who have come before us, the founding fathers and the framers of the Constitution? Have we learned nothing of their warnings that if we would look to government to solve all of our problems, they would end up creating all of our problems? And that is indeed what we're dealing with. And this results in, believe it or not, the only show on planet Earth where we can link the belief in the glory and goodness of government to the drugging of children for made-up diseases such as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And when I say made-up, you'll say, Robert, you're making... No, made-up. It's real. It's real. Well, yeah, it's real because we made it up. What do you mean? What do you mean we made it up? If it's real, how can it be made up? Well, no, you can make up stuff and they become real. We made it up because we bought into the lies of big pharma. We bought into the lies of big government. We bought into the medical monopoly that said, okay, everything you got, every symptom you got, we got a synthetic molecule patented and approved by the Fear and Death Administration. You can take it and you'll be better for it. No, you won't. You'll be more toxic for it. And our kids and grandkids are suffering because of our ignorance, their arrogance, and our fear to take on those interests that do not have our interest in heart except to turn us in to drug slaves, to good little consumers, right? After 9/11, George Bush, what did he say? You go out and shop. You do something good for America. You go out and spend some money. Yeah, spend some money. That's what we're here to do. Is this our mission in life? To be good little consumers? To prop up the elite ruling class who are declaring wars, not declared by the Congress, by the people, but declaring wars to establish their corporatist regimes, much like monarchies in centuries before and empires in centuries before and currently in the 20th and 21st century. In America, we've not become an empire. Explain what the hell's going on in Libya. Who's going to benefit? You? The American people? No, we're not going to benefit. Oil's not going down in price. But it is certainly about those companies that are gaining access to those fields. They want to cut out China. They want to cut out Russia. And this is the way it's played at that level until you can't pay for your defense. And dare I say, this is what annoys me about the Sean Hannitys and Rush Limbaughs of the world. Bless them for whatever good that they are doing. But man, oh man, are they so short-sighted and blind, or are they so allegiance, swearing their allegiance to the corporatist owners that they work for, that they can't see that these wars are for the corporations and not for we the people? And do they even care? Is there allegiance to we the people or the global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state? And do we care? Or do we all have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder? So the moment we recognize it, oh, wait, I forgot. What did I just recognize? I'm off to something else. I better take my drugs. Because I think I saw a fleeting glimpse of something that's not approved. The Building 7 came down. How? No plane struck it. Oh, we can't talk about that, Robert. That's going too far. Who gets to determine what is too far? You ever wonder that? We're at a place and time in our history where we either just go off the cliff like lemmings, led by Ben Bernanke and Barack Obama, the Federal Reserve, and everything else, and we say bye-bye to America, bye-bye Miss American Pie, the organic American pie, that wonderful pie, say bye-bye, or do we stand our ground, like in yesterday's interview when I asked Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, I said, Jonathan, how do you do it? Do you ever think about just taking off and leaving because the people don't want freedom anymore? He says, nope. I'm one of those guys that's in it for the long haul. Are you? Are you one of those gals that's willing to stand your ground and say, enough is enough? And we don't need a Supreme Court ruling to tell us that the 10th Amendment provides the rights to the states, if you will, which created the federal government along with the people to nullify all those things it perceives to be unconstitutional. Rachel Maddow be damned. Oh my gosh, this is all about racism. No, it's not. In fact, the use of nullification, Jefferson, Madison talked about it, was to partly to nullify the Fugitive Slave Acts that were requiring the northern states to return the slaves to the south. Did you know that? Did you know that the 10th Amendment was used against slavery? Oh, no, you wouldn't know that if you listen to the old tired media. Whether it's coming for the right or the left, it doesn't matter. They don't want you to recognize that the power to heal is yours. They don't. But it's the truth. It's the God's honest truth. And I'll continue to shout it from the radio show here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Let's see what else is coming up. I had no idea we were going to go into that today. Did you? Well, I did know about ADHD, but who knew it led to this? The Washington Monument. Hey, if you ever want to call in with your question or comment, I'll see if I can put some calls up on the air today as well. It's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. This is the place where health, freedom, and liberty live in media. Thank you for being here. Say thanks to my sponsors. Coming right back with more powerful healing after this, including some remedies for ADHD, because I forgot to say them. Oh, my gosh. Well, that's just what happens. Roll with it. I'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the Natural Health Community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now, we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today, or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
Somehow we're talking ADHD today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I haven't switched the subject yet. Does that mean I don't have ADHD? Yeah, I wonder. Maybe I'm all better. Yeah, well, there are shows that I cover like 1,000 topics in an hour. That's kind of dizzying. There are other times where you just kind of roll with it. In this case, the ADHD issue. I wanted to talk about some remedies, even though, yes, I have covered it. Yes, some of this will be a review for you. But for all my new listeners, God bless you. I love you, and I'm glad you're here, and I want to serve you too. Now, you can also go back and listen to the archives. Thanks to Mike Adams at Natural News Radio. He's making that all available for free as long as we can. And you can go back, listen to some of the Healing Revolution Friday segments again with Dr. Frank King. And we covered a lot of homeopathic medicines that address the ADHD. But remember, as I said, the crack on the top of the Washington Monument or the behavior outside of it is just a symptom. If it is real, it is just a symptom. And what we want to do is get to the bottom line of where this all started. I would argue that it starts in the gut, starts with the liver. I remember, Liam, the conspiracy realist chef, had interviewed me a couple of times over the last couple of weeks where we did talk intensely about intestinal health and liver health in this relation. So recognize that the vaccines destroy a lot of the integrity of the gut lining themselves. I've had Dr. Andrew Wakefield on. He confirmed as well what I've seen as a homeopath for many years. And so we really want to go look back at how do we not only replenish the floor, because that's a good thing. Don't get me wrong. We got to get the good guys back in there, right? The healthy bacterial colonies. But if we're throwing the healthy bacterial colonies or even colonies to be with probiotics back into the guts of these kids, and these kids are their guts so inflamed that the colonies cannot situate and colonize, we're wasting our money, even sometimes on good products. You know, that's why, of course, I've been an outspoken proponent, if you will, advocate for the use of Dr. O'Hare's probiotics over the years, because it has something a little bit more, the plus factor of the prebiotics. It's stable. It's grown and for a number of years, and it has the ability to situate much more readily than a lot of these high number colony forming units, CFUs, 100 billion, 100 trillion, whatever. And I don't want to throw in a numbers game here where you have to throw in a trillion to hopefully get 10 to stick. I'm looking at restoring integrity of the lining of the gut, and there are many ways to do that, homeopathic medicine included. And again, go back and listen to the Healing Revolution segments where Dr. King and I have referenced that, or do a search on robertscottbell.com for intestinal health or something along those lines, and you'll find the reference points or dates when we did those shows. Now, moving beyond, just as I said, the probiotic replenishment, we've got to restore lining integrity. Now, we've got to remember, where does that come from? Where does the connective tissue? Epithelium. Epithelial tissue is connective tissue. We need silica. And so many of the foods are devoid of the silica, so many of the refined foods especially, and so many of the foods grown in depleted soil, also not carrying the amount of silica in a bioavailable form that will help to replenish the connective tissue to heal what needs to be healed. So utilizing horsetail extract or teas is great. If you really need to ramp it up, I always call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com to get the Alta Silica, the Alta Health Silica, to ramp that up. Now, of course, these are little tablets, so it may not be easy for kids to take them. And so what we do with my kids is I'll take these things, these supplements that are food-based, and I will crunch them up in one of those little pill crunchers. Once they're in a powder, I can add them to a smoothie or something else. to ramp up what they need to restore integrity to the lining of the gut. You know, if this could be done with glutamine, I don't know the product so well, but if you can get that in to restore healthy lining, that's great too. Probiotics, homeopathics, and the like. And there's an email that just came through. We get email through the website at robertscottbell.com, and I just got one. Don forwarded it to me. This is from Daryl, and he writes, "Where can I find vitamins to give my kids as young as 2? And it's an interesting question, because I remember when my kids were that young. They were 2, yes, and they were 1, and my wife breastfed as long as she could, not as long as we wanted. There were other issues that came into play there. And so we transitioned. We started making our own formula. We actually did. We based on goat milk, because goat milk is much, much more akin to human milk in the growth rate, if you think about it in these terms. And I do. I'm not opposed to cow milk. You've heard me talk in defense of raw milk from cows as well as a good nutrition source for some. Not everybody does as well on it as others, but I'm an individualist, and I like to look at each one of your kids as individuals too. Let's find out what they do well on. So we did the goat milk as a base, and we added certain things to it. We added those simple sugars. Remember from Manitech, they have those simple sugars. And this is not like sugars to cause diabetes. You understand, these are different polysaccharides and different things like that. And those were put in there. We added essential fatty acids, the EPA and the DHA, from clean sources. We added some liquid mineral drops. We had the trace minerals that we would drop in from the ancient seabeds, to make sure that it was a minerally rich, if you will, concoction to drink. Now, whether you're doing this with goat's milk or hemp milk or rice milk or any number of things, of course, please be sure it's non-GMO organic quality. I'm not a big fan of soy milk. Some people do well on it. I don't know how, but it's not as easy to digest for a lot of people. So, use your discretion and judgment there. But, of course, if it's not organic and it's GMO, do we even need to discuss that? So we talk about in terms of supplementing, and I look also at some of the other things that we did in addition to what I've mentioned here. We used to actually grind up the 50 microgram. They were little tablets from Innate Response. I also got those from Jonathan. We would grind them up and put them into some form of a liquid or a smoothie and get that in. You wouldn't need a lot of selenium for a child or a baby, even half of one of those would be more than sufficient. And in addition, if you had a form of sea vegetation in a powdered form to add to it, if you could. I mean, there are a number of ways to get creative here where you don't have to have plastified, supplements for kids. They need to eat food just like adults. And the synthetic isolates, some of these gummy bears that are sweetened with sugars and have artificial colorings, come on, man, we don't need to go there, do we? Now, there are some organic supplements that are non-food, non-synthetic food colorings and such, annatto or different things, I guess. Look, you consider it as a treat. Sometimes it's good, and certainly there are other ways to increase. But I think the main thing is to increase the minerals, because it is the fact that the minerals are the key. The vitamins are in abundance, by and large, relative to the minerals, which are not. And that is where I focal pointed on supplementing the diets of these kids. If their neurons are firing improperly due to bad gut ecology and poor absorption, again, we come back to healing the gut, and I've utilized the silver hydrosol, the bioactive silver hydrosol with aloe vera. But as a child, I wish my parents would have known about that, but it is what it is, and I learned what I learned when I learned it, and thank God I did, because I wouldn't be here today doing this had I had a pristine childhood with all organic food, raw foods and different things. I had to suffer through being pharmaceutically grown, and I don't complain about it. I'm actually grateful for it because of all the wonderful things it's taught me and the ability to get this message out to everybody who desperately, desperately needs it. And I know some people will not hear this message ever because we're too afraid to tell anybody about the show. Don't be afraid to tell people about Natural News and Natural News Radio and the Robert Scott Bell Show. The worst they can say is, "Boy, that guy Robert, man, he was bad. I can't handle that information." Or he yelled too much. Yes, sometimes I get a little animated here. It's just the nature of being a cartoon character. I am a cartoon character, Actually, you'll have to see it. We'll have to reveal this. Liam Sheft is a brilliant cartoonist as well. Great artist. And he did a cartoon of me. I don't know what to think of it. You'll have to make your opinion known later. But we'll see if we can get that up at the website someday soon at robertscottbell.com. So what else? Find vitamins to give your kids, right? There are childhood vitamins, but I've seen some of these liquid vitamins. They come with preservatives. The kids are getting enough preservatives as it is with a lot of the standard American diet. And so I don't feel comfortable giving kids these liquid vitamins if they're preserved this way. I also have my reluctance to give high-dose vitamin D to kids at that level. I'd rather have them get some sun exposure. Kids can tolerate it. They've got a lot of ability. I'm not telling you to go out and burn them. But let's hope that the sun is still in business after I referenced yesterday that the FDA might be going after the sun. We'll send them up in an old Saturn V rocket, see if it makes it there. And they can go with their SWAT team armed raid of the sun, the center of our solar system. And they will raid and arrest the sun with cease and desist letters, whatever they've got. They'll throw it at the sun. Why? Because it's delivering vitamin D to the people of America without being approved by the federal government. That's right. Darn that sun, solar system that we're in. We are not getting the permission that it needs to be asking for to provide something without approval, the FDA. And, of course, they don't like that because the vitamin D will prevent you from having a lot of problems later in life. Cancers, endocrine, breast cancer, other things like that. So many things that we can get from the sun. Oh, my gosh, it's free. It can't be patented. And the FDA can't control it. They may try, but there's another way we can do that as well as leading lower on the food chain, including vitamin D that's present in sea vegetation. And, of course, sometimes in the cod liver oils, if you find the good, clean sources that I know about that do still exist. So these are some things we can do to break down the ADHD cycle. And, of course, the issue of vaccinations I will preview briefly right now. I'm working with John Rappaport, investigative journalist. He is an extraordinary man, and he's been on this show a number of times over the years. And we're working on an incredible – we've got about 10 hours of audio recordings already in place that we're working on finishing up for the vaccination paradigm, the end of the paradigm. We cover so many things. It is shocking. It is wonderful. It is enlightening. It is empowering. And I can't wait till we can reveal it to you. Well, that's just the teaser, to be on the lookout for that coming up. Well, hopefully in the fall, maybe September, October at the latest, but we're working feverishly to get that done for you in between all the other things that we do here and keeping up with the news and getting you well. Listen, I got a phone call I got to take in the next segment. I'm not sure what it's about. I'll take a look real quick, and we'll cover that when we come back from this break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on Natural News Radio. Thanks as well to the Prepper Podcast Network at PrepperPodcast.com, also for carrying the show daily. And, of course, you for being here every day and letting everybody know about it. We'll be right back with more powerful healing after this.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the Natural Health Community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Since we're talking nutrition this hour in response to the CDC's increase of ADHD diagnoses, we'll continue with that theme. We had a few calls. I wasn't sure which one we were going to. By the way, if you ever want to call in and get on the air, it is simply 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And, of course, the email at robertscottbell.com. I apologize. I'm still a little behind on that, working to get up on it. There's so much to do. If you can imagine the little bit that we can get to get this show on the air every day, a couple hours a day, and, in fact, 6 days a week, including my Sunday GCN show. Nobody needs to cry about it. We just need to get through it and keep cranking it up because the need for this information, at least as I perceive it, is growing and growing and growing, and we want to be ready to deliver it to all those who are ready to hear the message. So, Don, if you could go ahead and run that call for me, that would be helpful, and let's see who this is.
Hi, Robert. My name is Julie. I'm calling from Minneapolis, and my question is about how my mother, who's about to undergo chemo and radiation, her doctors told her that she needs to put on 10 pounds, and I've been encouraging her to get off of sugar, and I've introduced her to the whey powders and different nutritive things that she can do, and the doctors are telling her that sugar is okay, and I'm trying to figure out how I can help her gain 10 pounds before the radiation without sugar and high fat. So if you could answer me back, that would be awesome. Thanks.
Well, Julie, I appreciate your call up there. It's a tough one when you got a mom or a sister or a loved one, whatever it is, under the care of oncological medicine, monopoly medicine. It's a very difficult thing when you see that the doctors are still encouraging you to eat sugar or her to eat sugar. Isn't that an amazing thing? The very thing that feeds the cancer. They're like, yeah, go ahead and eat that. Maybe that'll help you gain weight. Well, maybe it'll help you gain weight because the cancer's going to grow so big. That's where the weight's coming from. That's absurd. That's out of bounds. But, they're licensed. They have permission to tell you lies. And, of course, I know you see through that. The question is, will she see through that? And this is a difficult thing. Now, I'm glad you got her on. I hope she's eating the One World Whey, the whey protein that we utilize here at the Robert Scott Bell Show with Stephen Huer. And that stuff can help you pack on some pounds in a good, healthy way. It also increases, as you know, the production of glutathione, which would be great for anybody with cancer. But then they're threatening her with radiation, which, guess what, is going to damage her cells as well as the cancer cells. And so that's that need for, if you will, the increased glutathione production is only going to be more pronounced. And so I would say more important than even putting on weight, although I understand the need to do that, would be to utilize more selenium, a lot more selenium from a food-grown source in addition. Now, you had mentioned not having to do sugar and a high-fat diet. I'm half with you there. The sugar, no, it's going to feed the cancer. The high-fat, yes. In fact, if somebody's overweight, a high-fat diet can help them to lose weight, but if you need to gain it, yes, it can help you gain weight. I'm looking for nutrient-dense foods. I'm looking for coconut oil. The trans fatty acids, no, of course not. But the saturated fats from coconut oil are excellent, very high caloric dense. Hopefully she can absorb it and utilize it, and that can also, these fats and oils can protect her cells from some of the damage, in addition to increasing selenium, in addition to increasing sea vegetation. But you know what? I'm going to step out off of a ledge right here and tell you what your mom can do to gain weight. Oh, no, the docs are not going to like it. And you're up in Minneapolis. I don't know if that state allows what I'm about to tell you. But if you really want to have her gain weight, you know, the most profound medicine is not made by Pharmacia, by Upjohn, by Pfizer, by GSK and Merck. It's made by God. That's right. It is Latin named Cannabis sativum. It is also known as marijuana. That's right. They'll call it medical, whatever you want to call it. It is something that will help you put on weight. Remember we covered the story of the cannabis oil that helped the little baby that was dying because it was losing so much weight? And they put the cannabis oil in, you know, against doctor's orders, probably in violation of some stupid-ass regulation. I'm sorry to be so bold and stay in straightforward. I just think our stupidity, our collective stupidity attacking plants while allowing Big Pharma to drug us out of our minds with psychiatric medicines, etc. And then they want to use drugs. How can we use some drugs to increase your fat levels? No, they don't know anything like that. But if she was able to do that, I don't care if she smokes it. I'm not a fan of smoking anything into the lungs because I don't like smoking lungs. But however, if she can get that in, it would eliminate the need for most psychiatric medicines. Not to say that she needs that, but in terms of stimulating appetite, hunger, digestion, we want to make sure assimilation is appropriate. So we want to heal the gut as well for her. You want to digest the food and absorb the nutrient dense foods to help put on the weight that she needs, unfortunately, to withstand the radiation, which she doesn't. But that is something to take up with the crazy, insane oncologists. Here's a case where I would upwards of 1,000 micrograms a day of a whole food selenium to counteract the damage. I would also be utilizing homeopathic medicines. I think King Bio, Dr. Frank King and I have covered this on The Healing Revolution. The issue of burns. Do you know that burns, whether they be radiation burns, sunburns, caustic chemical burns, they have a lot in common in regards to what they do to tissue. So guess what? The remedies can be used across the spectrum. So if she's not already geared up to use some homeopathic medicine to counteract the damage from the radiation, my goodness, go, hey, call King Bio at 800-543-3245. Or you can call Dr. Teresa Dale. We've got her linked up at the blog as well. Make sure you go there. Dr. Teresa Dale's been terrific. We'll have her back on again in dealing with radiation and radiation burns. Apis mellifica. Apis is wonderful, as well as cantharis. Two great remedies that address burns. But remember, increase the selenium, increase the glutathione production, increase the sea vegetation, and then she may be able to withstand. In fact, she will be able to withstand much more the assault of oncology, that crazy, insane field that thinks you can radiate and intoxicate and surgically remove things from the body without any negative repercussion. And if it happens, oh, it was the cancer that did it. No, it wasn't what we did. Take responsibility for your actions, Big Pharma. If you did, you might take yourself out of the food chain because it's so horrific what Big Pharma is doing. Anyway, that's it for hour one here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Grateful that you would join me as you do every day. Spread the word. This is a communicable, not disease, a communicable show for vitality, health, freedom, and healing. And I'm glad you're here. RobertScottBell.com. We've got a lot more to do next hour. I'll review some stories, see where we end up. And of course, I meant to take a call, so I'm going to have to take it. Oh, well, actually, I did take a call. Look how fast I forget. There's another call in the hopper, I'm being told. That's why. Well, all right. We'll do it after the break. In the meantime, deep breath. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us, 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, last hour we went from the top down, and then we went from the inside out. Now, how about let's start with the outside and go in, shall we? Yes, let's do it on the Robert Scott Bell Show this hour. What is the story that takes us from the outside in? Well, I've talked about the skin condition known as psoriasis. Oh, man, this is this one's a hard one. Psoriasis has been known about for a long time, and in fact, the homeopaths throughout history have written about it, read about it, and spoke about it, and said it was one of the more difficult things to ever have to address. And psoriasis is something that relates to what we call inherited predispositions or miasms. Miasms, this is the understanding of genetics that precedes a lot of genetics even, that Dr. Samuel Hahnemann in The Origins of Homeopathic Medicine talked about and wrote about, that it was going to be 100 plus years later or more before they really got into the heavy level genetic stuff. But we know that expression of genes or gene expression is what matters. And in that understanding, we begin to ask the question of what causes the genes to express, right? If we have cancer genes, they like to call them oncogenes, but big dispute in science about whether there really are any or what they actually do. We could say families that have a lot of breast cancer in them, right? Women and women and women and moms to have had the daughters get it, this and that. And so this is where the idea of radical mastectomies, they call them radical preventive mastectomies, come from. We'll just remove the breast because you might get breast cancer now. You don't have breasts, so you won't have breast cancer. I can't make that up. Now, does it mean that if your grandpa had psoriasis that you're going to get it necessarily? No. But what it really means or should mean is that we need to look deeper at these issues as we do here, unlike the rest of the old media, the tired old media, and the doctors that are basically beholden to interests that are pharmaceutical, not legitimate in terms of health and healing. And see, we see this story here that triggers my discussion this hour. It relates to an injectable psoriasis drug. Now, why would we be talking about this? Well, what's interesting, and I've covered this drug before, but this injectable psoriasis drug is pretty scary. But the story here through Yahoo News out of Health Day says it may not hike heart risks. So this study is basically saying, wait a minute, the psoriasis drug you thought was so big and bad, and I mean bad, it's not so bad. At least that's what the headline says. We're going to inject you with this drug and it may not hike your heart risk. But if we look at the history of this, if we look at the warning labels, we've got to question whether this study is actually legitimate. Despite the starting point here, an extensive review of research investigating injectable heart drugs, I should say psoriasis drugs to treat psoriasis. An autoimmune disorder triggering itchy red skin patches indicates the medications are not linked to higher heart risk. Okay, let's give them that for a moment. And let's assess what the drug does do. And maybe you won't care so much about what this study says. Check out the listed side effects of this drug. It's called Enbrel. Have you ever heard of Enbrel? Well, hopefully not. That means you may never have to think that you need it. But go to the Enbrel website and tell me that the new study means anything at all. Listen to some of these quote-unquote side effects of Enbrel for psoriasis. Risk of infection. Risk of cancer. Hepatitis B infection. Nervous system problems. Blood problems. New psoriasis or worsening of existing psoriasis. Gee, I thought Enbrel was supposed to get rid of the psoriasis, not give me more or worse. How about lupus-like syndrome? Lupus is another autoimmune disorder and autoimmune hepatitis. Now, remember way back when I actually read to you the headline title, injectable psoriasis drugs may not hike heart risks. Well, whoop-de-frickin-do. Look what else it does do. Your heart's the least of your concerns. Although, it did acknowledge blood problems and blood disorders that can be triggered by taking this drug for psoriasis. And again, we come to the numb-nutted idea of, well, what causes psoriasis? We don't know. But here's a drug. It could kill you. A lot of the activity of this drug, in fact, destroys your liver. Case in point, many of the conditions affecting the liver that they acknowledge in the FDA-approved drug. Now, this is important to consider because we're also looking at, as what we talked about with Jonathan Eamord yesterday, the FDA Dragon Slayer, the FDA looking the other way on Enbrel. Yeah, it's okay. It doesn't hurt your heart as bad as we thought. But let's not allow American people to freely, of their own accord, contract with small organic family farms to get raw, real milk, because that is the great danger. Evidently, raw, real milk must be more toxic than Enbrel. I mean, why else would they be going after it? All those deaths, those people, those Amish people are just dying right and left because they're drinking raw milk. It's not happening that way, of course, but you'd have to make some kind of assumption to make it make sense. Otherwise, you step back and go, it doesn't make sense, unless you're the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And then you're all about FDA regulation because you know what it is. You buy off the regulators and they go after your competition. Case in point, why the FDA is prepared to knock off 50 to 55% of every dietary supplement manufacturer in America, perhaps overseas as well, simply because they will not be able to meet the level of whatever response that they are supposed to have, or the fact that it's a new substance. It's a new ingredient, and you have to test it like it's a drug. We won't allow you to get a patent on it. We won't grant you monopoly status, but you're going to have to invest $100 million. And then we'll maybe let you on the market if you prove what you say, and probably we won't, as we found out with selenium, as Jonathan Eamord had to sue the FDA how many times to beat them back, and they still won't comply. Who won't comply? You talk about civil disobedience. We need that because we already have government disobedience. They don't apply. They don't basically follow their own rules. If they have any, it's news. Now, the study they're referencing was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, a wonderful journal that also published in the year 2000 the Barbara Starfield Report, which stated very simply and eloquently that 106,000 Americans were dying every year due to FDA-approved medicines properly prescribed, properly administered, properly ingested, and unfortunately not excreted very well because the people ended up dead. That is the JAMA Journal now publishing this article saying, well, the Enbrel drug's not so bad, it won't elevate heart risk. Never mind, it'll kill your liver, give you hepatitis, and all these other things. Now, they say in this article as many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and this is according to the National Psoriasis Foundation. I wonder if more people are making a living off of psoriasis than are dying from it. Well, we could say that psoriasis typically doesn't kill you outright, but the drug for it may. Now, the most common form, they call it plaque psoriasis, appearing as raised red patches covered with silvery scales. Ah, interesting that they should say silvery, isn't it? I remember the time I first moved down. I was in Atlanta for 30 years and moved the family down into a place where it was kind of a duplexy thing, right? You had a house that was separated. And there was a lady next door that lived, and she was drinking and smoking. It wasn't the most pleasant place to live, but it was a transition point until we figured out where we wanted to be. Now, she was a nice enough lady, but she was a drinker, and it wasn't nice when she was drunk. And maybe you know people like that. But suffice it to say, she had psoriasis pretty bad all over her arms. It was horrific. And she had done everything. You know how it is. I did everything, Robert. Honest, I don't know what to do. I said, well, here. Take a bottle of this bioactive silver hydrosol and spray it on your arm. I'm not going to pry here. Just it's free. I'm going to give it to you because I was curious myself. As you know, again, knowing as a homeopath how difficult it is to address psoriasis completely sufficiently. And I said, spray it on your arms a few times during the day, and you know, let me know how it goes in a couple of weeks, okay? I didn't expect what was going to come back. Within 24 hours, I kid you not. This woman came, knock, knock, knock. Robert, you won't believe this. Look at my arms. Look at my arms. I was like, I just gave you the silver stuff yesterday. What do you mean look at your arms? Look at my arms. 75% reduction in symptoms from yesterday. One day. What does that tell you? Well, I know what it told me. I didn't expect that. I expected something because I know the properties of silver as well or better than most people. And it tells me that psoriasis, of course, is an inflammation condition because silver can reduce inflammation to tissue locally. It downregulates fibrogenic cytokine storms, the inflammatory cells of the immune system. We do know that psoriasis has something to do with immune dysregulation. Now, if there is a microbial underpinning, which is possible, and there can be infections coexisting, in the case of psoriasis, we know that silver can take those out of the equation as well. But more importantly than all of that, or maybe equally so, the regeneration of healthy new epithelial tissue. Because we see this scaly, diseased, inflamed tissue in psoriasis, and what we saw was a normalization of tissue in extraordinarily fast times. No, not at Ridgemont High! It's because, yeah, I know, because I mentioned cannabis last hour. Well, we had to get this little old lady to gain 10 pounds so she could get radiated. I didn't like the reason that she needed to gain 10 pounds, but, you know, I had to throw that out there along with some other things to get her hopefully able to withstand what the oncologists are going to dish out on her or in her. So in the case of psoriasis, I look at this as another terrain disease. It is a disease of toxicity. It is a disease of deficiency. It is a disease of distress. The distress and stress. The expression of psoriasis is something that is due to the environment. And the environment is that. Deficiency, toxicity, etc. Stress. This is the environment that brings rise to the expression of this so-called inherited predisposition or miasm, playing itself out as horrific skin conditions or skin problems. Now, another thing we did talk about with Dr. King on the Healing Revolution Fridays, we did cover skin conditions, and he admitted, too, that psoriasis was very difficult. But until I started using silver in this case, I didn't expect it would be this easy. And I don't mean to say it's easy because the woman that was next door at the time, not the picture of health, because she drinks and smokes and doesn't eat well. And yet she did get some relief, and I'm glad for that. But unless and until you change your diet, your lifestyle, and start putting clean things in and getting the garbage out, I think it is unrealistic to expect that you can get full remediation and recovery from chronic, debilitating, miasmic, if you will, conditions like psoriasis. And this doesn't mean you can't also use calendula and aloe and many other wonderful topical agents, but I have never in my life seen the rapidity with which this was remediated, psoriasis, than I had ever seen before, which is what happened when she tried the silver. Now, again, I recognize the sensitivity some of you have out there. Say, oh, Robert, you talk too much about silver. No, I don't. When was the last time I even brought it up? I think it's been a week or two more. But the fact of the matter is, I have to be honest with you about the things I see. And you wouldn't be tuning in to hear me just make stuff up that I didn't see or know personally. So this is where these stories come. The news cycle, we see a story on psoriasis. I'm going to tell you what I see, what I know about psoriasis. And in fact, we have another call. It's not related to psoriasis, but it's related to some conditions, topical skin conditions in animals, and it is so extraordinary. I can't wait to get it on the air. I think we'll do it in the next segment for you, and you can hear it because I love it when we deal with animals, right? People say, well, these natural things don't work. Well, I gave it to my animal, and the animal got well. Well, it was the placebo effect. The animal knew you were giving it something, so it thought itself better. Okay, whatever you want, amazing Brandy, you quack magician, you. I don't have time for that. Anyway, you are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. I love to let loose on these subjects. It's just you and me today, and the calls at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Also, the emails, again, I'm behind on them. Please be patient. Eventually, we'll catch up. In the meantime, go to robertscottbell.com. Put your email address in there at naturalnewsradio.com as well. Got some calls, maybe at least one we'll get to that I mentioned next, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Say thanks to the sponsors in the meantime. Coming right back after this.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Scott Bell Show.
Since we're talking topical issues right now, and we'll be jumping around to some other topics, I'm looking at the news stories here, including the ones about conflicts of interest, big pharma paying shills, medical PhDs, whatever, to write stuff and get it published. Conflicts of interest, can you say? And there's a great story on Natural News about that. We'll get to that. But the, you know, the topical issues, so many people are still relying on petrochemical substances for wound care, antibiotics, toxics. We don't have enough toxins in the body. We got to put them on the body too. How many of them could be contributing to topical cancers? And then they're going to blame, oh, it's the sun. Well, that's okay. We've sent up a team of FDA SWAT team members, fully armed, ready to raid that center of the solar system, the sun. That's right. The sun is going to be arrested for providing vitamin D without permission of the federal government. Now we'll have to go after the sun for other reasons, because it's probably also utilized in therapy to heal the skin. Oh, my gosh. But they're also going to blame it. Well, it causes cancer. No, read Dr. Michael Hollick's The UV Advantage. One of the few dermatologists I can actually respect that he spoke out about the abject fear of the sun. And your reduction in sun exposure, your fear of the sun can contribute to more cancer than the sun will create. Especially if you're not pigmentally challenged. If you got extra pigment, more pigment than most, you need more sun exposure than most. If you're a Northern European, you might need a little bit less. But utilize that which is appropriate to you to produce that which is endogenous to you once you get exposed to that, well, here we are. They call it the third rock from the sun. Well, that thing out there that shines up, it's pretty warm every day. Yes, you're under arrest, Mr. Sun. We're coming to get you. Oh, man, the insanity of FDA. So anyway, what is this topical thing? We have a call coming in. And again, I appreciate everybody that's calling in at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. You can call 24-7. You get a wild hair in the middle of the night, call up. If it's in the middle of the day in Australia and you're listening, if you can dial via Skype, I don't know. Maybe you can. You can also reach that number as well. So, Don, let's go ahead and run this call. And this relates to two subjects that I've covered here on the Robert Scott Bell Show over the years, and that includes silver, and that includes ozone. Let's go ahead and hear this and how it relates to the animal kingdom. Go ahead and run that.
Hi, Robert. This is Deborah. I live in Caldwell, Idaho, and I wanted to just mention that I've used the silver in conjunction with ozone therapy for specific wounds in my horses, and that I've had just incredible results. Horses that were damaged or injured so badly that we were pretty much told that they would never be normal again, maybe not be able to walk, just be pasture buddies, whatever. And they've rehabbed completely without scar tissue. They're moving normally. And I'm just getting incredible results combining that therapy along with the ozone that gets in there, and I guess it just regenerates those stem cells and heals up, and we're having no scar tissue, and the horses are moving
great, normally
as if the injury has never happened. And with leg injuries and horses, that's pretty amazing, especially if they're really bad. I had a case this year where a horse had literally almost cut his foot off.
Wow.
And he's back in work, and he's actually doing great. He's got a little bit of lateral issues still, but that's disappearing with work, and he's going to make a full recovery. So I just thought you'd be interested to hear the combination of the silver with the ozone therapy and how successful that was. And this is Deborah. Thanks. I love your show. I'm learning so much, and really appreciate everything you're doing here. So talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Deborah, thank you so much for that. And I do appreciate that you would take the time to open up the phone and pick it up and dial it in. I know it's a hard thing to do nowadays, picking up and making a phone call. Are you kidding? I want to text you, Robert. But no, Deborah's old school. She goes after that and helps those horses. God bless her. You know that we can help the animal kingdom without intoxicating, poisoning them, or even shooting them, right? You know, the thing is about horses, it used to be any leg injury, you know, if the infection festered, they were just going to put them down. You know, how many antibiotics do they need to use on a horse? I mean, it's a large animal, right? Very expensive animal to take care of and care for and feed it, etc. And many of them are on pesticide-laden foods instead of being, you know, grass and straw-fed. But that's another story. For this case, Deborah is really using some cool stuff. Why is it working? Why is she? And she mentioned, did you hear that she mentioned there was no scarring? Haven't you heard from me? I've scoured the research journals, the publications, the peer-reviewed science on the use of silver. And in fact, that is one of the most amazing things that was discovered. Not only will it accelerate tissue healing, but you'll heal without scarring. And it's happening in the horses. Oh, but Robert, that's right. The horses knew that Deborah was giving them something natural. So, of course, the placebo horse effect was happening. And so they believed themselves better. And at that point, the unhealable wounds were healed. Now, in combination with ozone, remember I interviewed someone on the ozone issue. You can go back in the history of the Robert Scott Bell Show archives here on Natural News Radio and check that out and give a listen to that. You'll learn a lot more about ozone therapy. Now, the combination of silver and oxygen is really astonishing because silver can carry as much as 10 times its atomic weight in oxygen. The warmer it is. And, of course, oxygen is very, very good for, let's say, healing in many ways. But it's very, very bad for the microbes that would retard that healing and create tissue damage and inflammation. Now, oxygen can also help your B lymphocytes, your white blood cells, to reduce or eliminate infection. And, of course, since silver down-regulates the inflammation, it allows the horse or the human, in this case with topical infections and injuries, to recover much quicker because you won't get stuck into a chronic state of inflammation locally where you get scar tissue and adhesions forming. If it ever heals, it doesn't heal fully right, and then you don't have the right kind of flow within the body at that area. It becomes a weakened Achilles area, an accumulation or dumping ground for toxic poisons, metabolic waste, or other things because the circulatory system is disrupted in an area of adhesion and scarring. And, of course, when you realize that, you're like, whoa, energy too. Energy flow. You can't flow energy through scar tissue very easily. And that could be later on in life, and this is true for humans or animals, could result in other aberrant developments or expressions of disease in a local area that has lost its ability to have the free flow of lymphatic fluid, of the blood, of the energy in the body and the nutrients to the tissue there. So this is really an extraordinary story. The more I think about it, Deborah, you're doing an amazing thing. And you're probably not asking permission. How long will it be before the FDA says, who is that, Deborah? Where is she from? Let's go find her. We can't have her treating her horses with natural things and getting them well. She's not going to be buying our antibiotics. She's not going to be calling my vet. I'm a vet. I want that one. You, Deborah, you're not going to call me anymore. See these wussies in monopoly medicine? They can't handle the competition. They don't want to handle it. Of course, there are good vets out there, and I've referred to them from time to time, had them on this show from time to time, that recognize that we need to go back to nature. Because most vets, quite honestly, they're worse than the medical doctors. What are they doing? You got an animal? Well, it's an antibiotic for you. You got an animal? Oh, it's vaccines, lots of them. You got an animal? Oh, well, then it's prednisone. The antibiotic's not working. Let's suppress your animal with some steroidal medication. And if not, we'll do some surgery. And that's basically it. Before that, they're going to give you some toxic food. Those that aren't aware that animals eat raw food in the wild. That's organic. Oh, don't get me started. Oh, wait, you already did. That's why you're here. I know. Now, Deborah, again, continued on with the ozone and silver. Why the combination? Now, I've had physicians that have utilized silver intravenously. Use a very pure form of silver hydrosol. Some have risked license to do so because they've recognized that the antibiotics are failing. They're very toxic. There's a lot of collateral damage, and there are a lot of reasons why they wanted to use silver. And some of these docs have been very smart about the oxygen relationship. Some have actually used hydrogen peroxide in follow-up. We've talked to Dr. Batar on Advanced Medicine Mondays about this, the hydrogen peroxide intravenously, as well as silver in that way. And to use them both, I don't know that you'd necessarily need to use them simultaneously, but follow up with hydrogen peroxide, you may be able to reactivate the silver that was spent, right? It's like going to the store when money was silver and silver was money, and you went to the store and bought something that you really liked that was really good for you and healthy. And then you came back an hour and a half later with some oxygen, and you gave some oxygen, and then the teller handed you back your silver to use again. Oh, that's pretty cool. Law of economy. You got double your money. And it seems like that oxygen in this way, whether it be ozone or hydrogen peroxide, you know, and I'm not advocating you to utilize it if you're not familiar or comfortable with using it, but people have, they're reading about it, the information is out there. You have ways that you can deal with wounds, you can deal with tissue inflammation and damage, and you can accelerate healing. And remember I told the story, I think I told this, did I tell us when Liam was interviewing me about the silver, how someone had broken his leg and it was wrapped too tight, and by the time he got to the VA, they were going to amputate by the next morning if it didn't clear up? And that's because of the microbial infection, the tissue necrosis, the necrotic tissue, because of the microbes, the blood flow was lost. And utilizing the silver, utilizing some oxygen as well. Wow, what an amazing thing to know about. And why wouldn't we want that? Is that anywhere in Obamacare? No. Is that covered by insurance anywhere in these great states? No, they're not allowed. The medical monopoly has made sure that you can't have that, that you can't know that, and that if your doctor dares to utilize it, they will risk losing their license. You know, that's where the medical boards become the big muscle of the pharmacomafia, to remove the doctors who dare to stop prescribing the toxic drugs and begin to do that which their training did not allow them to know about. And they've outgrown it. They've discarded it. They've become human again. They've become real healers again. And we can't wait for them to do so. There's not enough of those doctors to go around. And Deborah is a great example. By utilizing the silver and the ozone on her horses, she has seen miraculous healings that would not have happened without it. Wow. What is the crime? Because you know that the FDA, you know that some state regulator is just looking to find the statute that says Deborah can't do that for her horses. And those doctors for sure can't do that for their human patients. Because that would throw the whole game back up into the hands of the people instead of the rigged monopoly that it is. And the people would start asking, hey, if they can do that for horses, maybe they can do that for me. And I've had people write to me and tell me how they found out the holistic vets are around and they secretly, behind closed doors, don't tell anybody. But they go in and say, hey, doc, I know you're a vet, but I'm an animal too, human animal. Do you think you could do some holistic stuff, some homeopathy for me? Yeah. And I think, scope of practice be damned. If you know how to heal somebody, you should be, by right, able to do so. But no, we've got licenses to protect us from what? The people who know how to heal, not the dangerous ones. The licenses tend to protect the monopoly practice. And I've argued that we should end medical licensure. In fact, I may have to talk more about that now that my mind is on it. But right now, I have to take a break. And right now, all I have to ask you is say thank you to the sponsors of the Robert Scott Bell Show here on Natural News Radio. And wherever you're listening to this show, because without them, we couldn't do this. This message of health, freedom, and liberty would not be possible. So thank you for being here. We're coming right back. A little bit of medical licensure. What do I call it? Heresy? Maybe. Some would consider it so. But that's why you listen to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between heated whey and unheated whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. The website address is too long to say on the radio, so please go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow-fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow-fed raw milk, which looks healthy. Seeing is believing. I was never a fan of protein powders in the past until I was introduced to One World Whey. Now I know that the special means of processing whey to preserve what nature put into it has never been achieved until now. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave
Scott,
and a decent Scott, man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, did you see that Ron Paul leapt beyond Michelle Bachmann in the latest national poll? Oh my gosh, is this a Gallup poll? Wow, this is Gallup. This is not something they can dismiss as, oh, this is an online straw poll. Remember, they ignored Ron Paul when he lost by, well, less than around 150 votes. I mean, basically a statistical tie for first almost at the Iowa straw poll. And, of course, Bachmann was the winner there. But look at this national poll. He's leapt beyond it. He's in third place now, according to the national poll media. Now, I wonder if this means if he's in third place, we're going to have to ignore him three times as hard. We're CNN. We're going to have to ignore him three times as much. We're MSNBC. Same thing. We're Fox News. We'll ignore him 30 times as much because he's upsetting the rest of the Republican establishment. Oh, no. Freedom. We can't have freedom. And the good old slick Rick Perry, Big Pharma's candidate, Texas governor in this poll, was up at 29%. Mitt Romney, the guy, I don't know what Mitt Romney is anymore. He's sad. But, former Massachusetts governor, Romney Care, 17%. And Ron Paul bringing up third place at 13. And Michelle's down at 10. Poor Michelle Bachmann. And I said, she talks a good game on the economy, but the fact that she worked for the IRS taxing or abusing or prosecuting taxpayers doesn't really endear her to a lot of Tea Party members. Anyway, and if you can be a member to the Tea Party, it's not even an official group in my mind, even though there are some organizations. It's a loose affiliation of a lot of people upset by the growth of government, the willingness to spend our children and grandchildren into oblivion, into slavery. The very least indentured servitude without end. But, this is an interesting thing because Ron Paul has also talked about the issue of licensure. I've had him on my show going way back, years and years ago, trying to track down all of those old archives. Maybe we could put them together for you. But talked about the issue of licensure and recognize that licensure, we've been sold as this idea is that, oh, it protects the public. We can't have anybody that's a doctor not be licensed. How would we know if they're any good? Well, how about, did they graduate from medical school? Did they get a diploma? Did they get certified in a specialty? Is there a private certification board that says, hey, this guy's qualified to do that? You can do that without licensure. Licensure is about limitation. Licensure is about monopoly. It is not about your adequacy, your basically ability to do the work proficiently and safely. And this is a very important distinction to make because licensure has also driven up the costs of medical care. And I'm not even a fan of medical care, but the medical monopoly itself is so untenable and costly because they've limited the amount of doctors that are available. We don't want a lot of doctors. That'll drive the prices down. People would be able to afford to go without insurance. Insurance companies wouldn't like it either. Freedom is not good for insurance companies. Because then if there's freedom to compete, if you had a homeopath, if you had an herbalist, if you had a Reiki master, you had an acupuncturist, you had a prolotherapist, you had name them. Anything, Ayurvedic practitioner, Chinese medicine, all of that was available to you without restriction. You just had to figure out what you wanted to do. And, you could say, there's a private licensing board, right? You could do that, private license. Because isn't that what you would engage in? If I were to go see a healthcare provider who is a non-doc, right? And I knew that they knew stuff that would help me to get well. But they're not a doc. Oh, no. Could I not engage and enter into a private license, a private contract that would give them license to care for me? Am I not of sound mind? Okay, somebody would say, you're not of sound mind, Robert. Listen to you every day rant on the radio. Well, okay, that's a matter of opinion and perspective, and it can't be validated or verified in a way that peer-reviewed medical science would accept it. So we got to look beyond that. And do I have the ability to contract privately? Now, according to the raid at Rossum, the FDA is saying, no, you don't. And remember in that lawsuit, was it a couple of years ago? They didn't believe the American people have a right to decide what to put in their bodies. They actually have that belief. Is there another reason we need to disband the FDA and send them into the sun? Go ahead, arrest the sun. Go ahead, send you up on a spaceship. Let's see how you do. The very belief that they have is that the American people, you do not have the capability or ability, and even if you think you do, we don't believe you have the right to choose what to put in your body. That alone should disqualify them as an American organization of any form, shape, or matter. Of course, the bureaucratic oligarchy defies the Constitution all the time. And remember, the Constitution doesn't grant you your rights. Your rights come from that which created you and me and everybody and everything. And the Constitution just codified what the government could not do, for the most part, and the limited things we would allow it to do. The states and the people contracted. Not, well, we didn't individually at this point, but the founders did. So there is genuine question as to if the Constitution binds you. Does it bind you? And you enter into private license or public or government license contracts, you don't realize the contracts of adhesion that they really are. And I've talked about that extensively over the years, too. The very birth certificate that you think you have to get for your kid. The Social Security number that you think you have to get for your kid. Just about anything you can imagine. Your state driver's license. All of these things. Contracts of adhesion. A marriage license. You think, well, that's a contract of adhesion. I'm adhesed to my spouse. No. You could be adhesed to your spouse via a private contract, a celestial covenant of marriage. You could enter it into your Bible, your family Bible records. It would hold the force of real law, the common law. But the statute law, of course, that's a whole different ballgame. You get a license to marry. You've asked permission of the government. Now you've engaged in a privileged activity for which the government could say, no, not allowed. We can't have you white people marrying you black people, right? That's where it started, licensure. They wanted to prevent interracial marriages so that you had to go to the government and ask for permission. Somewhere along the line, we lost it and said, okay, everybody has to ask permission. And then you've got all these special interests. You know, if you're homosexual or heterosexual, oh, we want equal rights for marriage. Gays want to marry. Well, look, if they marry, does that dissolve your marriage? You know, this is a very contentious issue. Some people would say, in defense of the family. Listen, I'm all about the family. But if somebody decides to enter into a contract, as long as that contract doesn't violate my right to life, liberty, and property, and that includes the right to marry my spouse, without permission of government, I didn't ask for permission to marry. I didn't ask my wife's permission, of course. It was between me, her, and the Creator. It's the way it used to be. Now, licensure, the government's in your business all of the time. And the great fear of a Ron Paul is that he's raising that awareness. You don't need permission. Stop asking for permission. That's why the 10th Amendment Center is growing. These things they're not going to be stopped. An idea whose time has come cannot be stopped by any standing army on the planet. Even the great military might of the American Empire cannot stop the idea of liberty and its resurgence. And if it's going to take the collapse of the medical pharmaco-industrial complex, the unconstitutional governance to enslave all the people into a state of servitude, of basically, well, really enslavement, because you have to ask permission to wipe your bottom now. I need a license for that. Why? Why? The licensure? The whole thing? It's a lie. It's a big lie. And it's time to call it what it is. And it's time to roll it back. And at that point, healing will re-enter the nature, or nature will re-enter healing within our culture. And then you'll look to other means by which you will determine who is a legitimate doctor or not. Maybe you only want to see a medical doctor. You could find out if they graduated from Harvard, Yale, or NC State, or wherever they graduated from. You could determine if that's good enough. There could be private licensing, if you will. Or, let's say, private certification, which already exists, by the way. You know what? I remember the leftists that were attacking Rand Paul before he became senator of Kentucky. They said, oh, he thought he could defy the licensing of these ophthalmologists. He created his own licensing board. Well, that's why I like him. He wasn't bound by the restrictions of government and the little people, the small-minded people who think only government can determine what's right for you and me or us or them. Or nonsense. That kind of paternalism, that kind of collectivism is what is destroying. Well, I say destroying the country. We're destroying the country by allowing it to happen. But certainly a contributing factor. It's part of the disease. It's part of the decay. It's part of all the things that we've lost to history because we've been indoctrinated, or shall I say indoctrinated, as the doctors are indoctrinated into drugging everything that moves, everyone that comes to them. So we've gotten rid of some skin issues this hour, psoriasis, right? Last hour we took care of ADHD. We asked for no permission. None is required. I'm not selling you anything. Therefore, I am not entering into commercial speech. Oh, that's different from real speech or phony speech or free speech or enslaved speech. Yeah, we're a bunch of slaves in America. We can be prohibited from speaking the truth about dietary supplements if we sell them. Tell me how we're free. Tell me how our troops around the world are fighting for the freedom to not be able to speak truthfully about the dietary supplements being made right here at home as the Fear and Death Administration is sounding the death knell on 50% or more of the dietary supplement manufacturers who would dare sell things that could help you, who would dare communicate that they can help you and how they can help you, who would dare reference the scientific literature to validate what they're saying. We have become a bunch of wussified wimps, not independent, free, freedom-loving, liberty-loving Americans who would not tolerate this level of tyranny on our shores. We declared independence from the crown for far less than what our government is doing to us today because we've rolled over and we've rolled down our, well, we've lowered our tushy sleeves so that they can inject us with tyranny, and they call it, they label it, oh, this injection will help you. It's labeled liberty, but it really isn't. It's a slave shot. You want to participate with that? I don't. I don't want my kids to, and I certainly don't want them looking back at their dad to say, hey, dad, why didn't you do something when you had the opportunity to do so? They came for whoever. You didn't say anything. They came for them. You didn't say anything. Now they come for you. Who's left to speak for you, right? Mike Adams is, the Natural News Radio Network is, Robert Scott Bell's here for you, and you are taking an active role in doing so. Thank you for that. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com, naturalnewsradio.com as well. Enter your emails in there, your addresses, and we'll get you your daily updates so you know what's going on and all the healing that is yet to be. But we'll do some more of it. After this break, I think there's some cholesterol discussion we need to have. Also, academic mischief. Mischief. And Mike Adams covered that at Natural News. We'll talk about that as well when we wrap up today's show after this.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What do you think?
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here, inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to PrepperPodcast.com for also picking up the Robert Scott Bell Show, along with, of course, our home here at Natural News Radio and others around the web, around the World Wide Web, carrying this program. It's become quite the international affair, the event, the controversy. And what could be more controversial than calling out the academics who lend their names to big pharma ghostwriting schemes? Should they be charged with fraud? University professors are now saying maybe yes. Jonathan Benson, staff writer for Natural News, covered this briefly. College student who pays his friend to write a paper for him is guilty of plagiarism. And if he's caught, he could receive a failing grade or even be expelled from school. But when drug companies secretly pay doctors or academics to pretend as though they wrote journal-published studies actually written by big pharma ghostwriters, it is considered a mere marketing strategy. But two university professors are working to change this injustice by pushing for such cheats to be prosecuted for fraud. Hey, I like that. Hats off to you, Professor Trudeau Lemons, Faculty of Law Professor at the University of Toronto, and Professor Simon Stern, also from the University of Toronto. And look, you know, these things are happening. Wyeth Pharmaceuticals, Pfizer, I mean, all of these cronies in the pharmaceutical industry, this is a basically standard MO, so to speak, that has been going on for years, and very few people have been willing to call them to the carpet on it. It's like, no, this is cheating. Do you really need, if you need to do that, is your product worthwhile? Is it worthy of being in the marketplace? And that is a legitimate question that should be asked, but it hasn't been for a lot of times, a lot of people, and we're asking it, and they're asking it in Natural News. So I've got that story linked up. Check it out. It's a very good one. Now, diet alone helps lower bad cholesterol, study finds. A diet based around plants, nuts, and high-fiber grains lowered bad, in quotes, cholesterol more than a low-saturated fat diet that was also vegetarian, according to researchers. That's because saturated fat doesn't cause high cholesterol, doesn't cause bad cholesterol. This is still the nonsense. We still have to talk cholesterol nonsense. Why? Why must we continue doing this? And this is probably the scam of sham peer review as well, and the ghost-written articles that led to the whole cholesterol-lowering mythology. Somebody had to say, yes, cholesterol causes heart disease. Yet, it doesn't. It never has. In fact, it keeps you alive long enough to have a heart attack. Should you, I guess, desire one, work for one? Or maybe it's in your predisposition to go down that road. Because the very same thing that results in a heart attack in some results in gastrointestinal disease in others, results in arthritis and gout and musculoskeletal inflammation in some others. The same basic issues. And of course, I'm talking about inflammation and then the real cause of that inflammation. But here you've got an astounding revelation. A diet based around plants, nuts, and high fiber grains lowered bad cholesterol more than low saturated fat. Our fat phobia is creating more problems than well than just about anything else that they've sold us. A bunch of garbage over the 20th century that bleeds into the 21st here. Because government experts say, right? Officials. Protecting officials. The official story there to protect officials. Thank you, Liam Sheff, conspiracy realist. And of course, the official stories here, the expert stories here, protect the pharmaceutical companies and their market. And of course, calling LDL bad and HDL good is overly simplistic. They both have a role unless you think God screwed up. I mean, if it's bad, why did God give us LDL if it's bad? Is God bad? No. There's a specific purpose. Delivery, removal. Delivery, removal. And of course, cholesterol being the great precursor for testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone, and other hormones, being very critical for longevity, for cognitive function in our elder years, for neurological function, for brain function. And we need a lot of saturated fat. And the low saturated fat diets are destroying us, as are the statin drugs. Our obsession with lowering cholesterol is making us less healthy, is having us age earlier, is creating more cardiovascular issues because, as I said, if you didn't have the cholesterol to patch and repair or begin the repair process of the damage caused by inflammatory compounds freely circulating throughout the bloodstream, then you would not be able to survive, as I say, long enough to have a heart attack because you would end up with a breach of an artery, for instance, due to inflammation. And you would bleed to death with no warning sign. Nothing. The cholesterol there, thank God it's there, because when you unknowingly damage yourself due to diet, you know, the poor diet, the toxins, free radicals, the deficiencies, the lack of chromium, selenium, and other things, the lack of, well, the silica that is critical for the connective tissue integrity, vascular elasticity and strength. The lack of those things creates more of the problem. And if you didn't have the cholesterol to patch up that damage, to help try to work those collagen fibers back into regrow what it needs to regrow, people wouldn't be living long enough to have heart attacks. They would die of internal bleeding. But then you get numbnuts like Dr. David Jenkins from the University of Toronto. Here I was quoting nice University of Toronto people, and now I have to go to the other side of the coin here. There's no question that statins have made a major difference in terms of cardiovascular disease control. Interesting. Isn't that what he said? Control. Not healing. We've got to control the disease. Control. In control is creation, right? Creation of disease, the facilitation of disease. That we can control it. But at least for now, he added, we can only get so far with statins. Give them a little points for honesty. How far can you go? Increase aging. Increase Alzheimer's. You want Alzheimer's? Stay on those statin drugs. Double down. Yeah, there's not enough Alzheimer's in America and in the Western world. Let's throw some more statin drugs in there. Listen, increase your omega-3 essential fats. Increase your EPA and DHA. Decrease the inflammation. Increase your selenium. Increase your GTF chromium. You know, the ability with insulin to move things in and out of the fat cells, energy utilization. All of that relates to inflammation. Nourishing the heart, nourishing all the cells of the body. And creating a body that is vascular-wise very much in integrity. We need to increase our fat intake to lower the inflammation. And yes, that includes saturated fat. Don't let them lie to you that saturated fat is bad for you. It's what's in the saturated fat that may be bad for you if you're eating food or animals, for instance, grown with antibiotics, with growth hormones, eating ruminant garbage that they are never meant as species to eat. Those things are quite damaging and dangerous because a lot of those toxins end up in the fat of those animals, in the saturated fat, and in your saturated fat if you consume that kind of food as well. That is the problem, not the fat, what is in the fat. But they won't tell you that truthfully in the cardiovascular profession unless there's someone like Steven Sinatra, good MD, focuses on cardiovascular health and other things. There are good people out there, and I spotlight them and salute them when I can. But in the meantime, we've run out of time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Can you believe it? The fastest 2 hours of healing on radio. What are we going to do? Well, we're going to come back tomorrow, and we're going to hear some what? Some healing revolution, Dr. Frank King. We'll see what else comes up on the Healing Revolution Friday. In the meantime, remember robertscottbell.com and all the wonderful places we go. Oh, yes. We're going to go there. We're going to go there tomorrow as well. So thank you for being here. And I just remind you as I wrap it up every day, same way, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
So raise your glass if you are.